This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. You guys are like, wait a second, we're stuck. There's nothing else on the radio. A lot of you guys are driving, right? You know, we got a lot of, I think a lot of people are on spring break. So it's, yeah, this is a great week for spring break. A lot of fun. For us, are we going to Fort Lauderdale? Are we going to party it up? No, I got kids. Yeah, stress incontinence. I think my partying days are over, which is kind of sad, you know, cause I want to feel young. You know, I'm a teacher and I'm surrounded by younger people, you know, and here I am, you know, worried about, you know, where the nearest bathroom is going to be and if I'm going to get a hemorrhoid flare up on spring break. That's what I'm worried about. Well, everybody else is like, man, we're going to get drunk. We're going to party. Yeah, we're going to get blanked up. And I'm not. What am I doing on spring break? Well, I got to work. I got to go to Philadelphia. I would rather be in Philadelphia. I would, because I've never been. And I understand there's a lot of American history there, but I gotta go there for work. I gotta be there on Monday. And, what I'm really, really excited about with Philadelphia is eating a cheesesteak, obviously. And I'm very excited about, not the Eagles. Look, I'm mad at the Eagles because remember they took DeMarco Murray, right, from the Cowboys. And DeMarco Murray, is from Vegas. Actually, he's from the same high school, Bishop Gorman, that my kid goes to. My kid won prom king, by the way. Dang, my baby prom king. Dang. Yeah, I'm going to be talking about it forever because we come from a long line of dorks in our family. So to have a kid that made prom king, I mean, that's bigger than my getting an MD. Yeah, you know, come to think of it, my family was more excited overall, the family was more excited overall with my kid making prom king than my getting an MD or my husband getting his doctorate. That's just the way, yeah. And hey, that's fine. I'd rather my son show me up. Good. But you know, let's see if the prom king pays the bills. Okay. Anyway, so back to Philadelphia. So I'm going to be going there. I'm really anticipating the, Rocky. I don't know where this is. I think it's like in front of the Capitol, but there's supposed to be, or I don't know if it's in front of the Capitol. There's supposed to be a bunch of stairs like in the Rocky movie, and I need to find out where that is. And I need to see if I could park nearby. I'm always worried about parking, you know, because I always get tickets whenever I'm in New York. So I'm expected to get a ticket in Philadelphia. But I want to go where you run up the stairs and then you go, da, 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 da. You know, that kind of thing. I want to, you know, do that. And I think there's supposed to be a Rocky statue there. Now, I understand there's Valley Forge and there's where George Washington crossed the Delaware and all sorts of other stuff. But first, the second I get off the plane, I have got to see the Rocky stairs. That's just something I got to do. Many of you guys have given me a lot of ideas on where to go. Pat and Gino's, for cheesesteaks. Apparently, there's some competition across the street from each other. But some of you guys that live there go, nah, don't go there. You need to kind of go to where the non-touristy places are, which I dig. That makes sense. I dig that. I'm going to be visiting one of the TV stations. I'm pretty excited about that. One of my favorite newscasters is Matt DeLucia. So he is, I believe, News 10. So, for those of you guys that do live in Philadelphia, you'll be able to see my stupid mug on TV. So that's always good. So, that's my spring break. So no, I'm not partying. I'm not getting laid. I'm not, you know, doing all the other stuff that everybody else is going to probably do on spring break. You got a lot of people coming to Las Vegas. I'm going to be leaving. So I hope you guys, you know, enjoy. I hope you guys clean up after yourselves. You know, when people come to Vegas, it's crazy. You know, like, it's always funny. You know, whenever I take a plane to go somewhere, whether I have to go to New York, whether I have to go to Alaska, whether I have to go to Hawaii, You know, and the stewardess or the flight attendant over the intercom goes, all right, you know, well, you know, as soon as you land, they go, okay, you know, welcome to Hawaii, welcome to Los Angeles, welcome to, you know. Yeah, pretty much airplane's quiet, okay? Every time I land in Vegas, coming back home, stewardess goes, you know, welcome to Vegas. All right, everybody, welcome to Vegas. And you hear people in the back of the plane go, yeah! Oh, Vegas, baby! Ah! You're like, come on, people. I'm like, So, I mean, they cannot wait to get off the plane. If they could jump out the window when we're, what, 30,000 feet above above the city, they would do it. They cannot wait. It's a playground. It's an adult playground. And there's a lot of fun stuff. So for those of you coming out, fly safe, drive safe. Make sure you're having fun. What should you do? If you guys do come out to Vegas, if you guys ever do come to Vegas, man, you gotta eat here. Make sure you eat. We have some of the best restaurants in the world out here in Vegas. We used to not, but we didn't care because back in the olden days, you could get prime rib for like $2.99, right? You could get shrimp cocktail for like 99 cents. You could go to the Circus Buffet and for $3.99 get a big plate and eat, you know, for like a half hour, anything you want to eat at the Circus Buffet. So in the olden days, we didn't have to have the fanciest restaurants. All of a sudden, once we really, really classied it up and started to change to make all these, you know, fancy hotels, that's when we got Bouchon, RM. We have like the restaurant in the Eiffel Tower. Oh, I forget what it's called. It's the Under the Leagues. It's not Leonard Nimoy. The restaurant, you guys would probably know, but it has to do with 100,000 Leagues Under the Sea. 20,000, I forget. All right, but there's a name to that restaurant at the Eiffel Tower, and it is beautiful. Yeah, we have our own Eiffel Tower. You know, in Vegas, we have our own Eiffel Tower. Yeah, my kids have never seen the real one, but they don't need to, because I could just drive them up the street to the strip, and they have that. I can't believe I forgot the name, but it's a real fancy restaurant. It's delicious. But, so we got some fancy, fancy food in our neck of the woods, so make sure you eat. A lot of good club scenes. A lot of good shows. Thunder Down Under. All right. Have you guys ever seen Thunder Down Under? All right. Well, the guys kind of don't want to see it, but the girls do. These guys dress up in military fatigues. They dress up as a fireman. They dress up. I think they've even dressed up as cops. Very hot. And they dance. So it's a real good dancing show. And they don't wear a lot of costumes or clothes when they dance. So for us ladies, it's like the best show out there. So please check it out. Donnie Marie, all that stuff. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Sally. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, I talk. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Blake, who is my buddy, who works the dials for us. I know he is my bestie. He's my best friend. He's not. I honestly, Blake, if you ever want to be my best friend, I kind of am looking for a new best friend. Cause my current best friend doesn't really want to talk to me right now. It's my husband. I made my husband my best friend. And you can't be friends with your husband. You know? So what do you want to do tonight, Dahlia? I want to watch a Michael Fassbender movie. Well, I don't. You never want to hang out with me anymore because I don't want to sit there and watch Michael Fassbender, but I do. So I just can't hang with my husband anymore. So I need a new best friend. Some of my, who I thought were my friends, weren't my friends anymore when I wouldn't prescribe them marijuana. Like, oh, Dahlia, good marijuana, you know, legal, and, you know, I hear you can get marijuana cards, so why don't you prescribe me some? No, can't do it. Oh, you know what? I know we were going to go out for drinks this weekend, but I can't. Sorry. So I lost a lot of my friends. Starting to get kind of lonely. You know, that's why you can do radio, because you can just be in a studio all by yourself, you know, and I can pretend that you guys are all listening to me and you guys are all my friends, right? But the only reason why you're listening is because you're hoping I could give you a prescription for marijuana, too. All right. Uruguay is selling cannabis. I love Uruguay because it's such a fun country to say, Uruguay. They sell cannabis in pharmacies now at $1.30 per gram. So if you guys are having trouble finding cheap marijuana now that it's becoming legalized, go to Uruguay. And I don't think it's Uruguay. I think it's Uruguay. I don't know, because it sounds better. Apparently, according to UPI, Uruguay's government said the legal sale of cannabis in pharmacies will begin in July after a registration period, which will make the South American country the first in the world to legally sell recreational marijuana. Uruguay's president of the republic said that he would like to clarify how the country is pronounced, but he said the registration for users to access cannabis in pharmacies began on May 2nd. Those registered will have access to buy up to 40 grams of cannabis a month. Now, you guys that smoke pot, how many grams do you need to make a doob? I don't know. I'm not very good at that kind of stuff because I've never made one. I can't even cook. Yeah, if you're like, oh yeah, use a pinch of salt. I you know, my fingers are big. I you know, how much is a pinch? I still don't, you know, so I would not know how to roll one up. So I don't know how many grams you need. I mean, I would venture to say 1 gram of marijuana per joint. Is that how it works? So if that's the case, those registered will have access to buy up to 40 grams of cannabis a month. I know some of you guys are yelling at the radio trying to correct me. I'll look it up on break because I can't hear you. You have to call in. Teach me how to do this, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, so that I can properly tell you how to do the math. Not that I want you guys to smoke marijuana. If your doctor prescribes it, that's one thing. But you guys are just doing it because you're bored and you're trying to make my show sound better. No, nothing's going to make my show sound better. You could be high as a kite. Okay, the show's going to be what the show's going to be. Hey, you want to get baked tonight? Yeah, what do you want to do? I want to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show, Baked. Oh, man, that sounds fun. Yeah, it sounds fun. You know, why? Why should we do it tonight? Why not tomorrow? Because Dahlia's going to be talking about Passover. Oh, man, Passover. Oh, that's going to be a good segment. So, yeah, that's why I think people do drugs. Uruguay legalized the cannabis trade in 2013, but it needed to establish a regulatory agency. Yeah, that's what seems to happen these days. We pass something before we have the infrastructure, a.k.a. Obamacare. Anyway, Uruguay, they say, complies in this way with the public policy of regulating alcohol, tobacco, and cannabis in accordance with the national and international exchange. The government said all stages of the cannabis market regulation will be monitored by the National Drug Board. Robalo said the government's regulation will attempt to prevent and address problematic consumption of cannabis. They say more than 30 pharmacies have signed or are close to signing the contract. Some of you guys are like, why is she talking about Uruguay? It's far away. Well, this is news, okay? It's my job to give you guys the news. So that's what's going on there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. California scientists, ready? California experts think they have an end to acne by working on an acne vaccine. They are currently developing a vaccine that could stop breakouts before they even happen. However, we're still a long way to go, so many of our current teenagers are going to probably be middle-aged by the time this, you know, passes, FDA approval, etc. But at present, experts from the University of California, San Diego, have only attempted the process on biopsies. Lead author Eric Huang told Allure that acne is caused in part by peat, acne, which is a bacteria. Propiobacterium acnes, I believe. And it's a bacteria that you are with your whole life. Now, remember yesterday I had talked about how acne may not just be a bacteria that causes it, but it could be a balance or a shift in your bacteria, which is why diet could change acne. Still, the P. acnes bacteria is the main culprit. They say, we couldn't create a vaccine for the bacteria because you need P. acnes because it's good for you. So what they found was an antibody to a toxic protein that the bacteria secretes on the skin. This protein is associated with the inflammation that leads to acne. Now, for some of you guys kind of scratching your heads, you've noticed that if you have a pimple that's not that bad and you start to mess with that pimple, all of a sudden the next day, now it's like a full-blown whatever, which is why we always say to don't mess with the pimples, because you're trying to squeeze them or pop them or do whatever will make it worse the next day. Once you start to mess with it, then it gets more inflamed. Then it gets more of the inflammatory fluids in there. You start to make pus. And so it's a very inflammatory type condition. So that's why we say don't mess with it. Now, some of you have told me, well, it's easier than to work out, because when, you know, it's too early, nothing happens. So once you could bring it to a head, then you could get it out and you could, you know, but some of them will quiesce on their own. Okay, there is a life cycle of a pimple, and some of the pimples your immune system will handle before they ever have to get red and ugly and etc. Now, acne affects about 80% of people between the ages of 11 and 30, causes spots and greasy skin, etc. It hits girls a lot of times between 14 and 17, boys between 16 and 19. The condition many times clears up when you get into your 20s. However, for some of us, I, you know, we still get a pimple every now and then, and we're like, what the hell is this? I got one right now, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I need to be on TV tomorrow, and I got a stupid pimple? Please. Anyway, according to Mail Online, the condition will clear up, and about 5% of women and 1% of men over the age of 25 still suffer from that. Women tend to get adult acne more often because of our hormone levels and our imbalances, so this vaccine could be pretty, pretty damn cool. Italian researchers, by the way, found women were particularly vulnerable to the effects of avoiding fruits and vegetables. If you avoid fruits and vegetables, you're going to be more at risk for pimples. So, and I tell my kids, eat vegetables, and it's funny, the one that does eat vegetables doesn't have an acne problem like the other one. So, you know, time to kind of get your butt in gear. Pregnant women. All right, if they eat their fruits and vegetables, that's great. But apparently there are foods that pregnant women have to avoid. We've talked about some of these foods. And Dr. Emma Derbyshire has revealed the 10 most important foods that pregnant women need to avoid. All right, so they go unpasteurized juices and foods could be bad. They could contain bacteria, especially for those with weakened immune systems. We talked about pasteurization. Pasteurization is not a sterilization. Pasteurization is where you heat up the product in these factories and then you rapidly cool it. And that is able to kill a lot of the harmful bacteria and pathogens that could be in milk, you know, in juices, etc. So the pasteurization process is pretty important. I know there's a lot of unpasteurized products because some people prefer that. You got to be careful. Pâté. Even the vegetable variety pâté, they say avoid, because many pâtés can contain bacteria known as Listeria monocytogenes. Remember we talked about listeriosis, where there was that huge outbreak with cantaloupe and somebody miscarried, and, you know, listeria is some bad, bad stuff. So you want to be careful with that. Alfalfa sprouts. You don't have to tell me twice. I'll avoid those anytime. I don't like them. They say avoid sprinkling those because those could have salmonella, listeria, and E. coli. On alfalfa, I believe we had a E. coli outbreak a while back with alfalfa. Cantaloupe. Cantaloupe is yummy. They're 90% water. They got some carbohydrates. They even have some protein from what I understand. However, listeria. Again, the risk with listeria on these, so you've got to be careful. Wash them off really good. Pre-cooked hot dogs. Right, apparently, there's some pre-cooked hot dogs. You've got to reheat them, and you got to reheat things to 160 degrees. For most meat, you got to heat them up to then. Salmonella and pepperoni. Those things have a lot of preservatives that could be harmful. Hollandaise sauce, that could have salmonella. Tiramisu could have salmonella. Tuna could have a lot of mercury. And licorice has glycyrrhiza. And that could unfortunately increase risk of stillborn. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of you guys are going to be going to a public restroom and noticing that people are taking a lot longer in the bathroom. And that's because Passover is coming. And Passover is probably one of the most constipating holidays I've ever had to deal with. And, but you also have to realize it is one of the most sacred. So let me thought, I thought I would just kind of teach you guys really quickly about what's going on and then kind of explain why many of us are, taking so long in the bathroom. All right. So, for any of you that have read the Bible, in the Exodus book, that talks about Exodus really kind of talks about the time when the Hebrews were in ancient Egypt. All right, now, do you guys kind of remember Jacob and the 12 tribes of Israel, and one of his sons was Joseph, and Joseph goes to Egypt, and Joseph could predict dreams, and he helped predict the 7 years of famine and the 7 good years, and then the cows eating up the other cows, and anyway, so the Egyptians really like Joseph. So Joseph moves his family there, and a lot of other Hebrews move there, okay? Because there was, you know, some pretty bad, famine going on. And so in the province of Goshen, the Israelites and the Hebrews lived in harmony with the Egyptians. And really, really kind of, they were doing really good for like years. Okay? Eventually, the Egyptians started to see them as a threat. And for those of you that kind of want a breakdown of this, go to history.com. There's a bunch of sources, but I like history.com because it's, you know, very easy and the font is pretty big. And I guess Joseph eventually dies, as well as his brothers, etc. And eventually, a hostile pharaoh orders the enslavement of the Israelites. And at one point, the pharaoh decides to order the systematic drowning of all Israelites' firstborn sons in the Nile. So one of these doomed infants, okay, was put by his mother in the river. In the Nile. And so the Pharaoh's daughter sees this baby, you know, while she's out there kind of playing around, and she adopts the baby as her own and calls him Moses, meaning the one who was pulled out. Moses gets adopted then into the Egyptian royal family, and he looks really, really good. You guys remember Charlton Heston, right? Very handsome. Okay, has a lot of muscles and everything. All right. Now, he doesn't seem to like what's going on. Even though he's Egyptian and he doesn't really know his true heritage, he just doesn't like what's going on with, you know, the Hebrews and how they're being treated. And so he eventually becomes aware of his identity. He kills a slave master. Then he escapes to the Sinai Peninsula and he kind of lives as a shepherd for about 40 years. Then God decides to call on him to, you know, make him work. You know, and he's, you know, Moses is like, you know, look, yeah, I've been here for 40 years. You know, I'm already kind of getting old. I'm about to get Social Security. You know, I really don't want to go back to work. And God says, no, no, we need you. Okay, you got to go back to Egypt. You got to free all the other Israelites and the Hebrews. So he goes with his brother, who from what I understand, his brother Aaron wasn't very good with speech. He had some issue with his speech, but he was a really, really smart guy. And he and Moses decide to go and approach the Pharaoh. Now, the Pharaoh was like, who are you? Hell to the no. Sorry, guys. Sorry, I was trying to tell the story. My mom would kill me if she heard me tell a story like this. Okay? Now, apparently, God had wanted the people to leave so they could celebrate a feast in the wilderness, and the Pharaoh refused. And Moses had said, you know, look, you know, let my people go. And the Pharaoh, again, refuses. So then God unleashes these plagues on the Egyptians, right? Turning all the water to blood, frogs, pestilence, hail. And, you know, these plagues get worse and worse as they go. And what we've talked about on the show is how there could be some scientific explanation for how the plagues happened. You know, darkness, famine or the, animals dying. And then with the animals dying, then you have the pests that come. You have, there was a course to these plagues. And the Pharaoh kept saying, no, no, I'm not going to let your people go. Finally, the last of the plagues is where God would then kill the firstborn of Egyptians. And the Pharaoh's son becomes one of them. And the Pharaoh's son was so upset, or the Pharaoh was obviously so upset, he's like, go get the hell out of here. Now, before that happened, right, all the Israelites were made aware that something bad was going to happen. The angel of death was going to come. And you needed the angel of death to pass over your house. So you had to take some goat blood. Right? And you had to put it on your doorpost, so when the angel of death came, they knew not to go to your house. They didn't have mezuzahs back then, we didn't have menorahs in the windows, you know, we didn't have matzo ball soup cooking, so nobody could tell if you were Jewish or Israelite. They couldn't tell. So they had that blood on the doorpost, okay, of a sacrificial goat or lamb, and when the angel of death came in, it's Goshen, the angel of death passed over those houses, hence pass over. All right, so the Pharaoh is like, okay, get the hell out of here. I'm so mad. I'm so in grief. Go. So Moses and everybody goes, and of course, I don't know what psychiatric condition Pharaoh had, but he changes his mind. So he starts to chase everybody down. Moses, you know, gets to the Red Sea, and it's full of water. And God helps part the Red Sea. You know, they talk about maybe it was a low tide, maybe something happened, but basically parts the Red Sea. The Hebrews can all flee. And then when the Egyptians started to follow, that's when the Red Sea came back together. And then unfortunately, or then it occurred, and then it drowned all the Egyptians while all the Israelites and Hebrews were safe on the other side. Now, there was a lot going on. Nobody could stop by a McDonald's. Nobody could stop by the grocery store. Nobody could stop and get some meats. And so a lot of the people, or the slaves, were in the process of, you know, cooking their dough and, you know, okay. They didn't have time. They had to flee. And so much of their bread was unleavened, right? If your bread can't raise or if you can't add yeast to it, okay, it becomes kind of flat. So that's where matzah comes from, where we eat this very sharp, dry, tasteless, pointy cracker to represent that when the Hebrews had to flee, didn't have time to bake the bread, and the significance of how we were saved as a nation, got to be freed from slavery by God's good graces. Now, this cracker, all right, is the matzah cracker is kind of the main staple. We're not supposed to, for the 8 days of Passover, because Passover lasts 8 days, we're not supposed to, for the 8 days, eat any leavened bread or anything that has yeast in it. You can have flour, but it can't leaven or rise with yeast. All right, so the majority of us avoid bread products completely because it's too hard for those of us that don't have reading glasses to read the packages to see if there's flour on there. However, matzah is made with flour and water. There's just no yeast. We could put butter on it. We could whatever. But they're very, very sharp crackers, okay? So for those of us that eat them, okay, we're always afraid we're going to bleed. You don't bleed, okay? But it is, you know, a pretty – I get very, very anxious eating my matzah. And I get very, very constipated. Matzah ball soup, very, very delicious, but again, made with matzah flour. I love matzah ball soup because they season the matzah balls. They don't really season the matzah. Yeah, you can get egg flavored or you can get onion flavored. You don't get a lot of gas during Passover, which is really, really nice because that would not be good. However, again, it is very constipating. So that's why you'll see many of us in the bathroom going, yeah, it's Passover. Now, some of you guys are like, well, you know, for Lent, we have issues too. You know, for Lent, a lot of us are doing without bread. Then you understand what I'm talking about. You get constipated. But it really is a beautiful holiday. I love it. We have a Seder, a Passover Seder, where we remember and we talk about what happened in history. And it, you know, reminds us that at any time another nation could enslave us. And how, you know, we were saved by God. And how, you know, we had to, as a group, you know, come together. And how, you know, we had to, you know, when you have an opportunity, okay, you need to, you know, use that opportunity because, unfortunately, that opportunity may not last. So there's a lot of lessons that we learn from it. And it's a really good holiday, you know. It's just it's going to be tough. I'm going to be eating chili or Philly cheesesteaks without bread. 1-877-TALK-TALLY, don't go away.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that want to learn medical Spanish for your job, we have a great easy course under 2 hours and under $50 where you could learn the basics to medical Spanish and actually enough to be very proficient in a medical office or in a school setting. Check it out. And if you use code DDW, you definitely get a discount. It's great. It's easy to do. And, I'm pretty proud of it. I think it looks really, really good. Okay. So a lot of you guys are wearing sleep trackers. Apparently sleep trackers are becoming pretty popular in the gadget industry. And now, you know, these Fitbits and fitness wearables and all that, you know, those are becoming very, very popular. And I guess sleep tracking is now kind of the newest thing. From what we understand, though, according to a study published in Journal Sleep Medicine, some of these devices may do more harm than good. Now, in order to get sleep, you have to have uninterrupted sleep. Okay? And so we think that what these things are doing is they're interrupting your sleep, and we'll talk more about it. We also think they're making you more anxious. So the global market for sleep technology is expected to hit $77 billion, according to gadgets and wearables, in about 3 years' time. About 60% of the demand for such products comes from the anxious and sleep-deprived people in the U.S. And a lot of us are worried about sleep apnea. We're worried about if we're really getting good sleep. I don't know, listen, I love the idea of people being proactive, keeping an eye on your pulse, keeping an eye on your blood pressure. So, why not track your sleep? I like the idea. But these apps may do more harm than good. Specialists at Rush University Medical Center noticed an increase in patients coming in and complaining of sleep disorders. Many of the people mentioned they were having problems hitting the 8-hour sleep target. Researchers looked into this more closely and found that in some cases, these sleep tracking devices were to blame. They say such devices were actually causing people to lose sleep due to an increase in sleep-related anxiety. They coined the new phrase orthosomnia. The name is derived from the term orthorexia, or the unhealthy preoccupation with eating. They say one of the case studies in the report describes a patient who complained he had been waking up irritable and unrefreshed. A gift from his girlfriend was a sleep tracker, indicated that this only happened when he had less than 8 hours of sleep. So he set himself a goal to hit this figure every night. Ultimately, it turned out this caused added anxiety about his need to achieve the target, so his sleep kept getting worse and worse. Now, they're not always accurate, right? We talked about these fitness trackers with the heart rate, and, you know, fitness trackers have their issues. Having a app that tells you, okay, this is what you need to sleep, and monitors, okay, well, this is how long you slept. Yes, it helps, but in terms of, you know, maybe making you more aware of what you need to do for your sleep, but as soon as you have the anxiety of sleep, you don't sleep. Now, this is why the sleeping pill market is so successful. And this is why people become very, very addicted to their sleeping medication. If it's a night where they don't have a sleeping pill, or they told themselves, look, I can't take it every night, so I'm not going to take a sleeping pill, they get so anxious about not being able to sleep. But once they were able to go, oh, okay, you know what? This is my night where I can have a sleeping pill, where I have a sleeping pill. You know, so I could go and take it. They're relaxed, and they could fall asleep even without the sleeping pill. You know, I'd like to see more placebo studies with these sleeping pills. Now, of course, if somebody thinks they're getting a placebo, it's not going to work. But how many times have we looked at, and I couldn't even, you know, fathom doing this with patients or et cetera, because it's a study that has to be controlled, but you give a placebo and you tell them this is a sleeping pill. Go take it. You'll fall asleep. And it'll be interesting to see if they wake up the next day and go, you want to know what? Yeah, I fell asleep. Why? Because it got rid of the anxiety of them having to sleep and fall asleep. So that's an issue. You know, and then if you're checking your app and if you're aware that your phone is near you, et cetera, those are things that can all add up. So that's obviously a concern. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Robert from Phoenix, Arizona wants me to talk about when to go to an emergency room and when to go to an urgent care. And being an urgent care physician and a prior emergency room physician, sometimes it's tough. You can't tell. And I don't blame patients when they walk into an urgent care with chest pain and they needed to go to an ER, because many times they don't think that chest pain was bad enough to go to an ER. So I don't blame them. You walk into an ER with a paper cut, yeah, okay, I'm going to smack you upside the head. That's stupid. But you go into an urgent care and not realizing you needed to go to an emergency room, that, you know, sometimes you can't tell. You don't know. So basically an emergency room, now emergency rooms are different, you know, because sometimes you need level one trauma centers, et cetera, but you're at your emergency room or your highest level emergency room in your city or state will take you if you've been in a car accident. You know, obviously that's where your ambulance is going to take you. Duh. That'll be where if you do think you're having a heart attack, and you call 911, your ambulance is going to take you to a level, you know, an ER. And one that, you know, hopefully takes your insurance and one that will hopefully handle your issues. If you have a child and the child has an emergency condition, even though many ERs will take care of that child, they're going to recommend that you go to an emergency room that has a pediatric emergency room or a pediatric emergency room physician. And where I live, we have two pediatric emergency rooms, St. Rose or UMC and Sunrise. So if I have a child who is having a severe issue, they're going to go to the pediatric emergency room, hands down. So you need to be kind of aware of what you have in the city. Now, your urgent cares, okay, this is where it gets kind of tricky. So you wake up one day and you have chest pain. And you're like, look, it's not that bad, but I got some chest pain. You know, well, honey, let me call an ambulance. No, you know, it's not that bad. Let's just go up the street to the urgent care. Urgent cares are more plentiful than emergency rooms. Emergency rooms, some of you guys only have one in the whole entire city. Some of you guys have multiple emergency rooms, maybe four, five. But urgent cares, there's a lot more. We probably have an urgent care almost every, you know, couple square miles where we live. And so they're kind of up the street, so they're easy to get to. They're also quicker. In urgent care, you rarely have a 4, 5, 10 hour wait, as some of these ERs do. All right, so they definitely fill a gap in terms of wait, in terms of being able to get you in with ease and with not a lot of travel. The problem is you walk into an ER or an urgent care with chest pain, and it ends up being a heart attack, you have to be shipped by ambulance to an ER, and you just delayed your treatment. So what I usually tell patients is if you think you have something that where you're going to need to end up in an ER anyway, like an appendicitis attack, a gallbladder attack, severe pneumonia, heart attack, stroke, okay, don't even mess around. Call 911. They'll get you an ambulance or if you're stable and you're not having a stroke or a heart attack, have somebody drive you to the nearest ER. So if you have persistent chest pain, actually Scripps.org talks about if you have difficulty breathing, you know, and you're really having trouble breathing, don't mess around with an urgent care. All right, you go to an ER. If you have persistent chest pain, it's going up your arm, you're sweating, you're vomiting, you're dizzy. No, you're clammy. You're starting to faint. You're going numb. Call 911. Altered mental status, confused. Call 911. Suicidal thoughts, again, you got to go to an ER. Severe heart palpitations. You have a real bad headache that comes on all of a sudden. You have testicular pain like you've never had before, and all of a sudden it's swelling. It's really, really bad. Well, you can have testicular torsion. Go to the ER. Even though a lot of us urgent care doctors know how to handle those, still go to an ER. You got a newborn under a month old that has a fever, you got to take that baby to a pediatric ER. So anything really, really bad and severe. Whereas urgent care, if you got some, maybe a bladder infection, maybe a bronchitis, maybe some ear pain, maybe a small cut, that you could do at an urgent care. You don't have to go to an ER for those. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name and tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.